Why is solar energy like not a big part of the industry? Like I see a lot of coal energy and a lot of gas energy, but I never really see any, not really that many much solar energy yet.
I think there's a lot of different reasons for that, and we could start with, solar energy as compared to our traditional energy sources is relatively new. And typically, relatively new sources of energy, or just new products in general are expensive when they first come out. Kind of like the first iPhone that comes out or the first iPad is really expensive, and then after we have them for a couple of years, the price starts to come down. So what we're seeing is, solar energy is a relatively new thing. When it first came out, very expensive, and over the last couple of years, we've seen the price really start to come down. And solar energy is starting to become a bigger part of the market share here in the US. Being in the same valley with heavy coal industry, and how can coal, the coal industry and the solar industry work together, not only here in this valley, but all around the country. Personally, I'm very excited about that opportunity. And the first thing I would say is that, right now, currently, we need all of our sources of energy. As a nation, as a country, we can't just pick one out and isolate it and say, we're not gonna, use natural gas anymore because we don't like the drilling, or we're not gonna use coal anymore because we don't like the emissions, or whatever that might be. We use so much energy in this country today that we need all the sources available to us. And as we move forward, what's gonna be really important is how do we use these sources of energy, one, efficiently, and then how do we collaboratively use these sources of energy together in an effective and efficient manner. And what we're starting to see now in the, all across the country, really from the utility scale side, is new equipment to integrate these technologies together so that we can use solar, which is a intermittent source of power. That's been one of the problems with solar energy, is that when clouds go over or at nighttime, that capacity is not available to us as a source of energy. So, as a utility, that's very hard to manage your utility grid and regulate those, energy flowing to the houses and where are you getting that from if you have an intermittent source of energy. What we're starting to see today is new technology to be able to introduce battery or grid storage for these kind of intermittent renewable energy sources so that we can more easily integrate them with our traditional infrastructure that we have in the country today, which is, primarily based on fossil fuel sources of energy.
Why are you in the renewable energy business?
Oh, that's a really good question. I got into the renewable energy industry about 11 years ago, and I left a manufacturing industry. So I used to work in manufacturing of different goods and appliances and things like that. And the reason that I joined the renewable energy industry, specifically solar energy, was because from the research that I had done, energy was going to be a big issue going into essentially the future and probably the rest of my life. That we as a country and as a world were always going to have challenges around energy. And it seemed to me at the time that solar energy was going to play a big part of that solution to our future energy needs. And I think we're starting to see that come to fruition today. Today, we're starting to see solar energy actually compete down near the same price point of traditional energy sources like fossil fuel, coal, natural gas, those sorts of things. And we're seeing it be more widely adopted, not only here in the US, but around the world as well.
So, like, I can understand how coal energy is burnt and it turns a wheel, but in solar energy, there's a big black thing and sun hits it, and then suddenly you've got energy. So, what I'm asking here is, how do solar panels convert the energy from sunlight to energy that we use in our houses today?
Good question, Eden. You could get very deep in this answer in the physics of how a solar panel works, but I'll try and stay on more of a layman's terms of how does a solar panel work. What's actually happening there is we have a solar panel is made of essentially silicon cells, right? Silicon is sand. It's one of the most abundant resources that we have here on the planet. So one solar cell is actually two cells sandwiched together. right? Mm-hmm. And what we do is crystalline structure, I don't know if you have gotten into this in your science class about outer valence shells and all this sort of stuff in chemistry, but the silicon element itself wants to bond with other elements, okay? So what we do is we have two layers of silicon that make up a solar cell. One layer, we're going to introduce impurities that are positively charged, and in the other layer, we're going to introduce impurities that are negatively charged. And when we bring those two layers together to make a cell, what happens is the photons coming down from the sun strike that cell, and they knock loose an extra electron, right, that jumps over this little gap here, right, to get to the side that's positively charged, right, because it wants to find a home. So when it jumps over that side of the cell, we capture it in the little wire grids that you see in the solar modules, right? So that's how we produce DC electricity with solar modules, which is direct current. That's not what we use in our house. So we need a piece of equipment like an inverter here to take that DC electricity from the solar modules and turn it into AC electricity that we can use in our home.
Whoa. You were saying earlier that solar panels are really expensive, and that's a reason that a lot of people don't have them, and it's not a big industry yet. So can you think of a way that possibly we could get solar panels to people with lower incomes?
There's a few ways to go about that. One that I could mention right up front that's operating here in Colorado, there's several organizations that have set up infrastructures to bring solar to lower income people. One of those organizations called Grid Alternatives. And what they do is they work with folks in the industry to get deals on equipment. And then they also apply for a lot of funding and grant opportunities to fund their program. And what they do is they basically work with organizations like Habitat for Humanity and folks like that in different communities to identify who are the folks in the community who are in need, and they get a whole host of volunteers then to go out and install solar electric systems on their home. And by using volunteer labor, they're able to reduce the cost of the system and make it affordable for people. So that's one way we can go about it. There's a whole host of financing mechanisms that the state could do, your local utility could do, or in the example that I gave with Grid Alternatives, a private company could do to bring solar to lower income people.
So one thing I've been hearing a lot about on the news and things is these things called rental solar panels. And that's where, if you don't know about it, which you probably and most definitely do, I'm just going to explain this. It's where you can go to a company that rents solar panels out, and you rent solar panels and they install them onto your house. And you pay them for how long you have the solar panels or how much energy you get out of them. I don't really know all the different ways it works, but there's many different ways. I was wondering, what do you think about rental solar?
I have mixed feelings about it, but I think in general it's a good thing. Because it addresses a question that you had earlier of, why don't we see more solar out here? Why don't we have more solar on people's homes? Well, because solar is expensive. And these lease programs or rental programs, as you're referring to them, basically eliminate one of the biggest hurdles to individuals or homeowners installing solar. And that is the upfront cost, right? The difference between buying electricity from your utility company and making it yourself with a solar electric system in your house is you buy electricity from the utility company 1 month at a time, right? Mm-hmm. When you buy your solar electric system, you're buying 20 to 30 years of energy all at once, right? So you're making this big upfront investment that costs tens of thousands of dollars that you have to pay right up front versus just paying for it on a monthly basis like you do with your utility. So these lease programs, essentially what they're doing is replacing your existing utility bill with this new lease bill that's going to be a little bit lower in cost, saving you some money every month. And instead of having to pay $10,000 or $20,000 out of your pocket to get that solar electric system installed on your house, now you can just pay a small monthly bill, which you're already used to paying to your traditional utility company, and get that solar electric system on your house. So it's eliminating one of the biggest hurdles for homeowners to install solar, which is the upfront cost.
So since I'm with Pass the Mic and everything, I decided to ask something like about kids. How can kids help promote energy, you think? Like, how do you think me or the camera crew and the other people who are here and my assistant could help promote alternative energy?
Good question. I think the first step for the younger generation to, you know, promote alternative energy or renewable energy, the first step is really to just understand what our sources of energy are currently today, where we get them from, how we use them, and how we could use them more efficiently. I would recommend that all the folks your age take a couple tours of some of what I would consider really core fundamental aspects of our life, which would be go tour a power plant, go tour a municipal waste facility. You know, some of these things that, you know, when you turn on the light in your home, do you know where that electricity comes from? Because I think that's the biggest disconnect that we have in the country is people flip on their light switch or they plug in their computer without ever thinking about where does that energy come from. And what we have today is we have a whole generation of people who use a tremendous amount of energy that basically have very little to no understanding about where that energy comes from or the consequences of how much energy that they use, right? And so just getting a basic understanding of, well, how much energy do I use and where does that energy come from and how might I use this energy a little bit smarter or more efficiently, I think are some of the biggest things that we can do as individuals, right? Just turning out the lights when you're done or, you know, when you're going to leave a room and turning off appliances and doing things like that just to use energy smarter.
Awesome. So this has been Eden Clearwater with Pass the Mic interviewing Jeff Toby with Solar Energy International.